Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, October 10th, 2019. On this day in 1846, Triton, the largest moon of the planet Neptune, was discovered by English astronomer William Lassell. After an attack on a synagogue in Berlin, and now shots fired in front of a synagogue in Halle, the Jewish community in Berlin is also very concerned, and per reporting, the Berlin police are in steady communication with them. A police spokeswoman informed the Berliner Morgenpost that the current events would be included in their risk assessment. Benjamin Steinitz of the Anti-Semitism Research and Information Center, or RIAS, said that the congregation is on the highest alert and that there's a great deal of uncertainty. Per previous reporting by Berlin Briefing, last Friday there was an attack on a synagogue in Berlin when a man who is now in a psychiatric ward had stormed the building armed with a knife and called out Allahu Akbar. The 23-year-old's apartment was searched by investigators who confiscated his telephone, and so far, no jihadist references have been found either during the house search or during mobile phone evaluation. According to RIAS, the incident caused great concern in the Jewish community of Berlin immediately before the holiday of Yom Kippur, and the organization stated that the community is speaking of a, quote, Yom Kippur in fear. Interior State Secretary Torsten Achtmann of the SPD remarked, quote, "We take the whole situation very seriously. The police will be paying special attention to Jewish institutions on these days, especially on the occasion of the Jewish holiday. Authorities will be present with increased and visible use of force in the vicinity of such institutions. Our task forces are very sensitized." Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD strongly condemned the shooting in Halle and the, quote, terrible attack on a synagogue. Despite the unclear background of this crime, he had asked the Berlin police to immediately and until further notice increase the protective measures for Jewish institutions in Berlin. Geisel added, quote, "At the moment, we are implementing these measures in agreement with the Jewish communities." A walker who was traveling with his dog Monday morning discovered a deceased baby's body wrapped in a blanket on the shore of a pond in Lichtenrade. The shocked dog owner alarmed the police around 9:45 a.m., and shortly afterwards, the 5th Homicide Squad arrived with a large contingent at the location on der Straße Alte Lichtenrade. Using a drone, forensic staff took aerial photographs of the site and the surrounding area. The investigators also used a crane to get an overview and looked for further information. According to the public prosecutor's office, the deceased baby is a girl and had been dead for several days before she was found. Per Martin Steltner, spokesman for the public prosecutor's office, after the autopsy, the cause of death could not be determined. The search for clues continued until late Monday afternoon, on and in the water. Since a homicide cannot be excluded, the Homicide Commission has taken over the investigation. It's also not to be excluded that the investigators will turn to the public in the next few days. When this will be the case, however, police could not say, but they've reported that they are currently looking for links to other similar cases. The spokeswoman for the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office, Mona Lorenz, told Berliner Morgenpost on Wednesday that a DNA test is currently being carried out and results should be available early next week. This DNA test should provide certainty as to whether investigators can rule out a connection to a Berlin case in which babies had been abandoned for 3 consecutive years in the north of Berlin, always happening in such a way that there was a high probability that they would be found. Recently, however, the investigators had found a clear escalation. The last child found was severely hypothermic, and in this case, a homicide squad is also investigating. In the coming week, the Berlin Public Order Offices want to take targeted action against dog owners who do not comply with the leash regulations. The district office announced on Wednesday that, among other things, the tax tags of the animals will be checked from Monday to Sunday. The aim of the citywide campaign is to sensitize dog owners to compliance with the law. The results of the controls will be announced the following week. Since January 1st, the general leash obligation for dogs in public applies throughout Berlin. However, most dogs are exempt from this requirement if they were owned before the law came into force in July of 2016. It's estimated that about 80% of the 108,700 registered dogs fall into this category. Anyone wishing to allow their dog free movement can apply for a dog handler's license. With this, the canine may run freely on uninhabited streets, squares, or vacant lots. In parks, however, all dogs must always be leashed. Since the beginning of the year, 145 such licenses have been issued. As of December, the travel company FlixTrain will be expanding its long-distance rail services. The company announced on Wednesday that 7 new destinations are to be connected to the existing long-distance train network as part of the timetable change. On the Berlin-Stuttgart route, the stops at Halle, Erfurt, Eisenach, and Gotha will be added. The existing connection between Berlin and Cologne will also be extended. To the east, with the Ludwigstadt-Wittenberg stops, and to the west, the train will continue to Aachen. The company wants to find a faster service between Hamburg and Cologne. They announced that on the new express connection, the journey between the two cities will take just over 3.5 hours. Until now, travelers have been on the rails for at least 4 hours, depending upon the connection. In addition, FlixTrain will be offering a new connection between Hamburg and Stuttgart from spring of next year. The route will run via Hanover, Göttingen, Kassel-Wilhelmshöhe, Fulda, Frankfurt, Darmstadt, and Heidelberg. And by summer, 3 departures per day and direction are to be offered. FlixTrain is the train brand of the company Flix Mobility, which dominates the market with its long-distance FlixBus coach trips in Germany. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.